Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:25 in the Pacific Standard Time. Well, today is December 1st. Well, I'm recording the audio a little bit, later than normal. I apologize for the lateness of the hour. It was actually a subscriber alerted me to the fact that no audio had been posted, and I can only assume that that is because of some technical difficulties in London. Well, this was a pretty impressive day in terms of the gyrations that we had on commodity markets. Well, that was particularly the case for silver. Silver was as low today as about $15 and closed out and is currently sitting around $16.29. Well, that's a big move by any standards, but well, it just goes to show just how susceptible some of these markets are to the manipulations of traders. Well, particularly in the gold market, gold at the moment is trading at $1,205. It was as high as $1,220 earlier on today. Well, the reason for that, well, there was a confluence of reasons. Among them was the fact that the Swiss referendum, which would have obligated the Swiss National Bank to allocate 20% of its reserves to gold, was defeated. So, well, on the one hand, that the polls were against that. There was a lot of people thinking that that wasn't going to pass. That was one of the reasons that gold was weak last week. What received less attention last week because of the focus on Switzerland was the decision in India to just to get rid of the rule that 20% of imports had to be allocated to the jewelry business for re-export. Well, that frees up additional supply for the average consumer. Well, that's a powerfully bullish force, considering that India is certainly the largest importer and, well, potentially the largest buyer of gold in the world. I think they would have some competition in the buying front from China. Well, also the dollar was a little bit weaker in here today, so that was a bit of a boon for a number of these commodities. Well, oil was stronger today by about $3. Well, considering that it has dropped approximately $10 in the last week, well, this is a little bit of steadying, and well, it's oversold in the short term. Well, in fairness, if you look at it on just about any type of oscillator, this is an oversold market, so the potential for at least some steadying has increased fairly substantially. But, well, this is still a very risky environment. We just do not know to what extent the Saudis are willing to attempt to squeeze some of the marginal production out of this market. Well, what we're in now is a trader's market, that if you're a trader and you're looking at the short term, you might be thinking, well, there's potential for an additional rally in here. If you're an investor, you'd be thinking that, well, over the long term, with the technological innovation that is coming through, with the fact that these shale reserves are not only very large, but they are geographically diverse, and that it is only a matter of time before the technology improves to such an extent that more countries are going to be able to do what the US has done. Well, we can also consider that this would suggest, and we've been through this decade where energy prices have just been very high. Well, when prices are high, it's fruitful to begin to think about the market in terms of the Jevons paradox. Well, if you think about it in those terms, that in a high price environment, then it puts pressure on consumers to become more efficient. Well, we've certainly had a lot of that, and it puts pressure on marginal production to increase production in order to avail of the high prices. Well, we've certainly had that as well. Well, at some point, supply overwhelms demand. Well, that is what we've had. That supply, we've had this supply surge that the US is now producing more oil than it has in nearly 30 years. Well, there's a very real prospect that the US will become energy independent. So, well, if we think about it in those terms, then the prospect of oil rallying on a sustained basis is pretty distant at this stage, but that there is the potential in the short term for a rally to take place. Well, it's really been an exciting market in these commodities, considering that they were so weak last week and we had these very impressive upward dynamics in here. Well, it's looking increasingly likely that gold has got this downside failure that we'd been looking for, what we'd been looking for evidence of. Well, today provided at least some of that evidence, and it's trading back above $1,200. Well, silver has been just so weak, falling from about $21.50 in July down to $15 last week. Well, this is just a very large upward dynamic. Well, I bought some. I probably didn't get the best fill, but I thought that this was probably a good time to be buying silver. Well, when we look at the wider stock markets in here today, well, Japan was a little bit firmer and, well, sustaining the upward break, and it's being led higher by the second section index. Well, the Hang Seng was down about 1.5%. Well, the Hang Seng is now coming back to the progression of higher reaction lows that's been evident for about the last 3 years, that this is within approximately 500 points of where one would expect it to find support. Well, when one looks at some of the mainland-related indices, like the A-Share Index or the CSI 300 or the FTSE Xinhua China A50, then they've developed short-term overbought conditions. And, well, there was a long tail on that A-Share market in here today. It wasn't down on the day, but, well, it certainly didn't hold its highs. And, well, the potential for some consolidation of recent gains is becoming increasingly likely in here. Well, you wouldn't be blown off your stool if you saw a little bit of a consolidation. Well, if that's the case, then that you might think that it could be a little bit of a quieter time for the Chinese market. Well, particularly since it's been just so explosive on the upside. Well, I guess we're into early Asian trading right now, and it has recouped the majority of the decline from yesterday's high. Well, even still, I do think that we're going to see some consolidation. I took the profit on my FTSE Xinhua China A50 spread bet today. I just thought that we're probably going to see some consolidation. And, well, if we do see a reasonably mild consolidation, I'll use that as a buying opportunity. Well, when we look at a number of these other markets, that the Australian market was pretty weak yesterday. Well, it's up a bit in here today. Well, that banking sector had come right back to the region of the 200-day moving average, and you've got those, well, globally competitive yields in the financial sector. And, well, that has acted as, well, powerfully attractive from the perspective of the Australian market over the last number of years. And, well, it continues to find support in the region of the 200-day moving average. Well, that consistency has also been aided by the weakness of the Australian dollar. And, well, it was weak again last week, and, well, it's just a little bit steadier in here today. It's hovering around that 85 cent level. And, well, you'd have to think that with the prospect of the RBA going to cut interest rates, and, well, very few people anticipate that they're going to cut once, but that they're going to cut a number of times, that, well, that's going to put pressure, additional downward pressure, on the Aussie dollar over not just the short term, but potentially the medium term as well. Well, the European markets were all in negative territory yesterday. Well, I guess I'll call it yesterday, since we're already in early Asian trading, but it still might today. Well, the FTSE 100 was down about 1%. Well, that index has got a lot of these energy companies, it's got a lot of the, quite a few banks, and also the mining companies. Well, it had rallied really very impressively from that October low, but, well, this was the first downward dynamic. Well, it looks like we're going to see at least some consolidation of recent gains. Well, when you look at how Apple traded in here today, that you had it rally pretty spectacularly off today's lows. Well, it just goes to show that it's still a very powerful bull market in that particular share. But, well, that masked the performance of the wider market. That what you're seeing is that you've had just this very impressive rally from the October lows. It was, and in fairness, on the Nasdaq, that's been quite impressive. but that we have short-term overbought conditions evident on just a wide swathe of the market. And, well, there's the potential for some consolidation, even in a bull market scenario, is looking increasingly likely. Well, with that, I think I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.